actual cases of the actual files of the actual York County Sheriff's Office. Actually, if you have information that can help solve any of these crimes, call York County Crime Stoppers to leave your anonymous tip at 1-877-409-4321. Now, it's time for Wanted Wednesday.
It is 8:11 on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 35 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenwald.
As always, welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app. Download that app today. Watching us on Caporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live. Well, that music is for our Wanted Wednesday segment. We know it is Tuesday. We just took the big Sharpie and got rid of Wednesday and just exchanged it for Tuesday.
I got lucky. I never get to be with Trent Ferris on Wanted Wednesday. So, yeah, I got it for Tuesday.
I do know what Pathways Community Center works closely with the Sheriff's Office. So you all do get to see each other. But it is nice to see each other in this kind of space.
It is. It's sure. Not great when it's the other way around.
All right. Well, Trent comes on. He kind of gives us an update from law enforcement. And the first piece of advice, arrive alive.
So we're on the radio. Most of your listeners, if not, are driving at the moment. So just remember this. Okay, everybody, just don't pay attention. Slow down. Don't drive impaired. And don't drive distracted. We're done. Thank you, everybody, and have a nice day.
That's all. Mic drop.
If it was only that easy, right?
If it was that easy,
oh,
we
man.
Would. Oh, yeah.
It'd be Christmas all year long. If you receive a text while you're driving this Thanksgiving weekend, like you're heading to your family's house for Thanksgiving and you receive a text, and there's many times where people are sending texts, hey, when are you going to get there? How long are you going to be? Because we're going to eat at 1, you know, that kind of stuff. Just don't answer it.
Ignore it.
Ignore it. Stop at a rest area. Go stop and grab don't get anything to eat, but get gas or something. Next time you stop, check that text message, because distracted driving is going to be a pretty big deal, you know, as you're traveling for your holiday and Thanksgiving weekend. And of course, after Thanksgiving, everybody's going to have the tryptophan. Is that what it is?
Oh,
the turkey,
yes.
The turkey
oh,
stuff.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So you get
it hits hard.
I'm not saying that's another. It could sleeping.
Sure.
Driving drowsy is impairment of sorts of your ability to operate a vehicle properly. So don't drive right away if you're tired after eating, and of course don't drink and or do anything else to where it impairs your ability to drive a car properly over the Thanksgiving weekend.
Remember,
just be safe out there.
Family they want to see you. So if you arrive late, it's better arrive late and safe than the other alternative.
Speeding will not even shed a minute off of your time. It's not worth it.
You ever use Waze where I say, you sit there and watch, hey, Waze says you're going to arrive at 9:45, and then the competitiveness in you. Just like, I'm gonna make up some time. I'm gonna get 10 miles an hour.
Yeah,
see if I can shed a minute or two. No, you'll end up there at the same time.
There you go. And with 50 million people on the roadway, from the tryptophan, from drowsiness, just stay off the roads or be safe.
Right.
So. Well, next up, we are gonna have Arg, Porch Pirates, Beyond the Horizon.
Have to be creative with some of these. Arg, the Porch Pirates, Beyond the Horizon.
Oh, no, you said it right.
Yeah,
that was
right.
You needed the Caribbean accent.
Alex has been recast. The role of Alex is going to be played by Trent Ferris for this one.
Watch out, Johnny Depp. I'm coming.
So,
no. Trent is, sorry.
No.
You could be an extra.
Tyler,
can we play the Pirates of the Caribbean music?
Well, Trent, tell us what's going on with these Porch Pirates and what to look out for.
Well, now is the time of the year where a lot of people are going to be. It used to be a thing where you go out into a store, buy something at a store, and then take it home. Now a lot of people do their shopping online. And if you shop online, people deliver those packages. And those packages end up on your porch when you're not at home. And so when you're not at home, a Porch Pirate Beyond the Horizon, mate. He's going to be out there, or he or she can go out there and just see your packages on your front porch. And they do not care what it is. I think last year we had somebody have something stolen from their front porch that had, I don't know, the guy apparently liked to go climbing mountains that had a lot of snow and ice. Mm-hmm. And so it was like ice hook
cleats
yes. for your shoes.
Got you.
Something that the normal person won't probably wear.
Correct. And so, I mean, it doesn't matter what's in the box. They're going to steal it. They'll take it from your front porch and do whatever they want to with it. So just remember, just if you have something and it's being delivered to your house, make sure you're going to be home when it's delivered. And if it's not going to be delivered, see if you can have the in-store pickup. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little more inconvenient for you to go to the store and pick it up because you ordered it online. Doesn't make a lot of sense. But just try to have those things where you can have your packages delivered to you. Have it delivered to your workplace if your boss will allow that. Because if you leave it on the front porch, it's a prime target for somebody to steal from your front porch.
I let my neighbors know. Just let them know and say, hey, keep an eye on this. Mm-hmm. And if you have trusty neighbors, that is. If not, don't be doing that.
Well, and, you know, doorbell cameras are really mm-hmm. convenient now. It used to be a thing like, oh, you've got a doorbell camera. That you must be rich. No. I mean, you can go to most stores now and you can have a doorbell camera of sorts installed in your house. And well, that may not stop someone from grabbing a package and running off with it. It sure does give us a good start on who stole it from you as far as evidence of the crime and whatnot. So keep that in mind as you're having all these things delivered to your house.
All right, we are going to continue with Wanted Tuesday here on Palmetto Mornings. It's 8:17, 35 degrees. 35 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenwald.
We will continue with Trent Ferris from the York County Sheriff's Office. He is the public information officer. Trent, you've got crime prevention starts with you. Not you specifically, but you listening.
You, the people listening. You know, we can't emphasize it anymore. You know, lock your car and take your valuables with you. I mean, people always say that, I'll leave my car unlocked because I don't want them to break my window. Well, they do that too. They do both. But they check your door handle first to see if it's unlocked before they break your car. Break your window. And the only reason that they break your window is they see the packages that you've left in the backseat of the car or in the floorboard or somewhere in your car. They're going to break the window to get to them because they know it's Christmas. It's the holidays. They know you've bought something nice, and they want it. So just lock your car. Take your valuables inside. Remember, your car is not a gun safe. That's a good hashtag. Remember that. Hashtag your car is not a gun safe. If you need a safe, the folks down Nickel Stores will gladly help you out with that, I'm sure. But, you know, the reason is that we just want people just to, get through this holiday season, and especially on Black Friday. You're going to go out. You're going to go shopping. You're going to put something in your car early in the morning, and you're going to go inside, and you're going to leave it inside because you don't want your kids or your family to see what presents they've given you.
He's right.
And you're going to leave it in the car, and guess what? The porch pirates are probably going to turn around and be the car door pirates because they're going to come and take those out of your car. So just lock your car, take your valuables inside. Simple as that. And don't leave your firearms in your car, too.
Giving Tuesday is coming up after Cyber Monday.
Yes.
So this is an opportunity where folks can really kind of go out to eat at various restaurants, right? You support the restaurants, and in return, those restaurants partner with agencies throughout our listening area. And there's a restaurant that's partnering up with the York County Sheriff's Office.
Oh, Nisha G's is helping out Crime Stoppers. Yes.
Oh, Crime Stoppers.
Yes. Oh, makes my stomach growl.
Yeah. Nisha G's has always been a huge supporter of not just Crime Stoppers, but law enforcement in general. I mean, most every Friday in the morning there for breakfast, if you go inside, you'll see a whole bunch of police officers there eating breakfast at Nisha G. So, but next week on Giving Tuesday, I think it's lunch and dinner. Whatever proceeds that they get from the receipts from that day, a portion of that I go back to Crime Stoppers of York County to help out with that. Because guess what, Lucas? If you send Crime Stoppers a tip about a crime, and that tip leads to an arrest, you're going to get some money.
Cha-ching.
That's the whole point of Crime Stoppers. You think I just come out here on Wednesday or Tuesdays?
For your health?
Yeah, no. Trying
to make you rich.
Well, yeah, we gave out some crime safety and prevention tips today, but we do put out some crimes that have happened in York County, and we ask for the public's help to help us solve those crimes. And so just you can follow us on our Sheriff's Office Facebook page, of course, all the other law enforcement agencies and York County's social media pages, and of course Crime Stoppers Facebook page. We usually put a lot of stuff out there, so if If your tip leads to arrest, you can earn some money through Crime Stoppers of York County.
How about that? That's great.
That's great. All right, Trent Ferris again is the Public Information Officer with the York County Sheriff's Office. As always, Trent, thank you very much. Have a great Thanksgiving, my friend.
Thank you, and everybody, please be safe.